Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. In the previous episode, we left off with Saul leaving the cave after doing his business. David had not taken the opportunity to take Saul's life. Okay, David had persuaded his men against it. And so Saul arises. He goes out. He knows nothing that's going on. So watch what happens. This is 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 8. Now afterward, David arose and went out of the cave. Well, after what? After Saul left. So after Saul leaves, David gets up, goes out of the cave, and he called after Saul. He yelled at him. He called him. So they are within yelling range, okay? When you see the account right here, I don't think they were 3 feet away from each other, 10 feet away from each other. I think they were a distance away, but they could still hear. And he says this, David says this to Saul, "My Lord the King," and he shouts it out. It's got an exclamation mark here. He shouts it out. And Saul looked behind him. And when he looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the ground and prostrated himself. So here David is. He's being pursued by Saul and Saul's men. So Saul's men would have been about. They would have been around there. David comes out of that cave. Saul's a distance away. He yells at him. What does David say? "My Lord, the King." Saul turns around and looks behind him. And when he did, David bows down to him. He bows down. Any of Saul's people could have taken David out. He's in a very exposed position right here. With his face to the ground before Saul. Verse 9, David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to the words of men saying, 'Behold, David seeks to harm you'"? So David's going to do several things here, what we're about to see. He's going to draw into question those that are speaking to Saul. He's going to remind Saul of who he is, Saul as king, who David is as his servant, and then remind him of what David has actually done in contrast to what people were whispering and proclaiming to Saul. So David's first thing he says, why are you listening to the words of these guys? The ones that are saying David's seeking to harm you. Verse 10, "Behold, this day your eyes have seen that the Lord has given you today into my hand in the cave. And some said to kill you, but my eye had pity on you. And I said, I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed." So they're in a situation right here where Saul sees beyond any shadow of a doubt that David has just come out of this cave where he was. And then David tells him what happened. "I did not stretch out my hand against you. I could have. And it was the Lord that delivered you today into my hand. I could have taken you. But he said, I chose not to. Even though some of my people right here were saying, kill him. This is the Lord delivering him into your hand." So we get more insight into what the people had said initially. And he says, "I had pity on you. I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord. Why will he not do it? For he is the Lord's anointed." David is telling Saul that I know that you're the Lord's anointed. I know that you're the one that God called to be king. Now, David knows he's going to be king because he's already been anointed king. Okay? But watch what happens. Verse 11. "Now, my father, see." So he calls him my father. He says, I want you to see something here, my father. "Indeed, see the edge of your robe in my hand." Oh, yeah. Remember how David had cut off the edge of the robe right there? Yeah. He says, here it is. Here's the edge of the. And just think about that for a moment. David's holding this piece of robe in his hand. Saul would have looked down at his robe and found what? Yeah, a missing part of it there. Then it continues, verse 11. "For in that I cut off the edge of your robe and did not kill you, know and perceive that there is no evil or rebellion in my hands, and I have not sinned against you, though you are lying in wait for my life to take it. So he's just laying everything out on the table right here. He says, I know that you are coming after me. You made that very obvious. You tried many times. I know this. I know that you're lying in wait for me. You're seeking ways to do this. But I also know that I have not sinned against you. I know there's no rebellion on my part against you. I know there's no evil on my part against you. Remember what happened to David? Even to such a degree that when David did cut that little portion off the robe, it pierced his heart. It grieved him in his heart that he had done that. Okay. But then David says this, verse 12. So he's explaining all this to Saul, and he's going to say this a couple times. And this is really intriguing, folks. Listen to this, verse 12. May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord avenge me on you. But my hand shall not be against you. Let me jump down to verse 15 where it says the same type of thing. The Lord therefore be judge and decide between you and me. And may he see and plead my cause and deliver me from your hand. So what's David saying? He's saying, I'm not going to do anything about this. Matter of fact, listen to verse 13 now. As the Proverbs, this is David speaking, as the Proverbs of the ancients says, out of the wicked comes forth wickedness, but my hand shall not be against you. He's saying this, I am not going to come against you. I'm not going to be the one that takes care of you. Even though you come against me and even though you're trying to kill me, I'm not going to respond that way. Now, it doesn't mean that David would not have defended himself. He would defend himself, okay? But he's not going to initiate taking out his enemies. And he says it point blank, the Lord will be the judge between you and me. The Lord's the one that's going to judge between which one has done right in relationship to the other. And then he says, may the Lord avenge me on you. Because David's saying, you're the one that's coming after me. You're the one doing this. I'm not going to seek avengement. I'm not going to seek revenge. I'm not going to be proactive in this. I'm not going to seek your life. But the Lord is going to address this. The Lord, in his time, will avenge me on you. That right there probably struck daggers into his heart, into Saul's heart. As a matter of fact, we won't be able to get to it today, but in just a few more verses, we'll see how Saul responded to this, okay, what he said about it. So verse 14, David continues, after whom has the king of Israel come out? Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog? A single flea? Then 15 again. The Lord therefore be judge and decide between you and me. And may he see and plead my cause and deliver me from your hand. So David's saying, I'm trusted in God in this. I could have taken your life right here. Here's the evidence. As a matter of fact, I could have stayed in this cave right here. You'd have never known I was there. But I've come out here. I have proclaimed this truth to you in your face. I've let you know that I'm not your enemy. I'll do no evil against you. I'm not the one who's walking in rebellion. I haven't sinned against you. You're the one lying in wait to take my life. Why? Because some guys are saying some things. David comes out boldly and proclaims this. This is a really intriguing thing about how we are to handle light situations in our life. You know, sometimes we don't give room. Most of the time, we do not give room for the Lord to be the one to avenge us. We think it's our role and responsibility to avenge ourselves. This is not true. This is not true. Well, my time's up. Next episode, we'll close out this little episode right here, and you'll see how Saul reacts to it. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you then. Goodbye.